Welcome to today's edition of the Exploring Mining Podcast, featuring stock news from TSX, TSXV, CSE, ASX, NASDAQ, and New York Stock Exchange mining companies, plus interviews with CEOs and leading experts. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Exploring Mining Podcast. For news today, we've got the latest from Barrick Gold, Kennerland Minerals, Max Resource, and Copper Corp Resources. But just before we get into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investorideas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Barrick Gold Corporation, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol GOLD, anticipates a 30% increase in production on the back of the growth options embedded in its asset portfolio. This is according to comments from President and CEO Mark Bristow speaking today at the Gold Forum Americas. Bristow explains, quote, "In 2019, our strategy for the new Barrick included a mandate to grow our copper business, which we recognized as strategically important at that relatively early stage. Once fully ramped up, Reko Diq and Lumwana will rank as two of the world's top 20 copper mines by annual production sustained over significant multi-decade mine lives. If the forecasts of a copper shortage are even partly correct, this will give us a significant additional upside. We not only have a sustainable, fully budgeted 10-year base plan, we also have a growth plan that sees us increase production by 30% by the end of the decade, which I believe is unique in our industry." End quote. Stock for Barrick is up 2.33% at the time of recording. Next up, Kennerland Minerals Limited, which trades on the TSXV under the ticker KLD, has announced the start of the 2023 fall exploration program at the Frotet project in northern Quebec, Canada. This exploration program will include up to 11,300 meters of diamond drilling at the Renault gold discovery, as well as an infill soil geochemical survey covering an area directly to the east of the Renault discovery, targeting extensions of the Renault gold system. This program, according to the press release, follows the recently completed 13,360 meter drill program, which included reported highlights of 11.96 grams per ton gold over 4.45 meters and 55.7 grams per ton gold over 1.2 meters across newly discovered vein structures at approximately 1,000 meters below surface. Moving along, Max Resource Corp., which trades on the TSXV under the ticker MAX, has reported the discovery of a significant mineralized outcrop at its AM district within its 100% owned Caesar Copper and Silver Project in northeastern Colombia. Bruce Counts, the company's VP of Exploration, commented, quote, "This new and exciting discovery reinforces Max's thesis that the Caesar Copper and Silver Project may host multiple standalone deposits. The Maxfield team has now identified 22 targets across three separate districts of the 90-kilometer Caesar Copper and Silver Belt, AM, Caneo, and URU. In addition, Max's 4,000-line-kilometer high-resolution airborne magnetic and radiometric survey over the entire AM district is well underway. Survey results will be used to refine existing targets and identify new targets by mapping the lithologies and the geological structures that control mineralization." End quote. Stock for Max Resource Corp. is up 6.06% at the time of recording. Lastly for today, Copper Corp. Resources Inc., which trades on the TSXV under the ticker CPER, has been granted a new exploration license application, Razorback, located in Western Tasmania, Australia. According to the press release, this Razorback property and existing Walford Peak and High Tor properties have been consolidated into an expanded Skyline project to form a district-scale copper-gold REE opportunity. Stephen Swatton, the company's president and CEO, says, quote, "The granting of Razorback provides an extremely important and significant addition to Copper Corp's previous and base metals portfolio. Historical drilling at the Darwin Zone has discovered high-grade copper-gold REE mineralization with high-grade intercepts of up to 30 meters at 2.1% TREO, which includes a significant percentage high-value magnet rare earth minerals such as neodymium and praseodymium. We will commence boots-on-ground exploration at the earliest opportunity and plan to drill as soon as possible when permitting is complete." End quote. Well, that does it for today's Exploring Mining podcast. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.